And continuing the practice. And remembering the conditions that support skillful practice, relaxation, recognizing awareness and interest, curiosity about experience in this moment as human experience, as simply experience. Just this. A light touch of reminding ourselves to be aware when that's supportive. At times in our practice, we need a little bit more personal effort, a little bit more conscious remembering, connecting in this light way. Not a bearing down on or a holding to, but just that light touch. This. Here. Here. Now. As practice continues, we need to remind ourselves less frequently, often. And yet there is at times a need for this connection to support energy in our practice. This light touch of effort is one way to support the continuity of mindfulness. Reminding ourselves aware. Of what? And as we continue, it might even be lighter, less personal effort, more simply just connecting with awareness, letting awareness do the work of the recognizing what is happening. Just reminding, aware. Aware. Or perhaps not so much a reminding, an even lighter touch might just be not so much reminding, but just the recognizing already aware. That connection with the awareness that's already happening. Very little to do. Practice energy is also supported by other conditions, not just by effort. Sometimes we can find a very natural energy, and that's what Saito calls sometimes dharma effort. Wisdom, making the effort, wisdom acting through us. Some of those conditions that support that natural effort, faith, confidence. When there's a sense of both the sense of the capacity of mindfulness to meet anything, that confidence that mindfulness can meet whatever arises. Very naturally, the energy to meet experience is cultivated, is there. Not so much having to make it happen. And confidence in the Dharma as freeing, as valuable to reduce suffering. This too. When we understand this, brings a very natural engagement. So confidence. When we touch into that confidence, that sense of capacity and trust in the Dharma, maybe there's a very natural energy that follows that you can, that can be aimed towards the practice, or maybe is already aimed towards the practice. Another condition that supports very natural energy towards the practice is interest, curiosity. What's this? What's happening right now? What am I not seeing? When interest is present, the mind is naturally engaged. When the interest is related to understanding experience in the moment, very naturally, the energy and effort collect around that interest. Again, less a sense of me needing to just pick up a kind of rote kind of doing, be mindful, be mindful. It's a more natural, inspiring at times, energy that motivates us, this interest. And wisdom is also a condition that supports skillful energy. This can be brought in consciously at times. Reminding ourselves of what we already understand. This is nature. Of course, this is happening. This is just conditions. It's impermanent. And then connecting to the truth of this moment, the wisdom that in the mind that allows that just simple meeting. It's like this. When the mind can meet the truth. This impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable, influx, insubstantial, ephemeral experience. Nothing to cling to. Not possible to cling to something insubstantial, though we try. And when we can more fully rest in that truth, stop resisting And we stop resisting the truth. The mind understanding the wisdom, having the wisdom. The mind can relax. So much. When we stop resisting the truth, the mind will relax and be very naturally present here, noticing the simplicity of experience, the dynamic fluctuating insubstantial fluid nature of experience.